riot at the Dog Park Studios. It's Live with Johnny. And now, here's Johnny!
Good evening, everybody. As you can see in studio tonight, we got Stonehenge and we got Kirk's over there. You can't see him. Welcome to tonight. The topic all night for the full hour will be butt plugs.
Fun. Yes.
We were just talking to her. Kirk had a funny story to tell. I'm going to leave it just at that. So good evening, everybody. It is May 11th. We are back to our second week in a row after our one-month hiatus. So actually, I think it was more like 2 months, right?
It was close to two. I think it was actually like 7 weeks.
Week two of the Live with Johnny sweatshirt watch. I still don't know where it is.
You lost it?
It's not lost as much as it's misplaced.
Dude, that was like a focal point of the show. That's not good. And didn't
that's why I'm leaning in today, because I noticed when I went like this, I look like I got titties.
Your nipples are a little hard too, which I love.
It's the effect you've always had.
Beep, beep, boop. Beep,
let's get one thing clear before we go any further.
Live
married man.
Oh.
Married man. Okay, see this? I'm not ruining this for some little young, underage, hussy homewrecker. Love a guy. So, that's her dad, by the way. You know what she is.
You call her by her name.
You call her by her name. We're going to catch up with Hannah in just a minute, but first we're going to do how's everybody's all right? Everybody's good?
Everybody's great. Fantastic today.
I was just attacked by Kirk's dog. I'm bleeding.
It was a lot that he wasn't.
So if I happen to pass out or anything, it's probably because I'm dying. And if you work for animal control, I'm going to need you immediately.
No.
We're over here on Radnor Lane. Just get over here.
It was an excited, loving.
We're not going to put the dog down, but they have two cats I'd love to kill.
Oh, my
If God. We could just.
Don't, dude. She loves one of them cats.
This is where we make the joke. We've been known to murder the pussy.
Oh, rip shot. But I
stop it, hussy. All right, listen. Everybody's good. Tonight we have our first sponsor, and I'll go slow because Kirk's going to have to take time to find it because usually we do this pre-show. The first part of our show tonight is brought to you by, and she's got a crazy busy month coming up, Jordan Marie Live Music.
Oh, love her.
Wait till you see her schedule coming up.
Dude, she's posting like new gigs.
She's
got to
get a tour bus. She's got to get a tour bus, man.
I'm telling you, dude.
Her dad is the manager. I think he's going to have to quit his job. This girl is everywhere.
Yeah, she's great, killing it, man.
If you've not had a chance to go see Jordan Marie Live Music, she's been on this show, and she's killed it. She was on the show two times.
Twice, yeah.
Right? Once solo with her, and with her band.
Remember the other girls.
We're to room 113.
Room 113.
Room 113.
But then she came in solo.
And then she came in solo, and she's killing it with the shows. I like how we just had to stare so deep into each other's eyes to try to remember stuff. I want people to try to remember. We're old. But I'm 46, so if you add my age plus his age,
Julie,
we're like 117, right? Because whatever 46 plus whatever is 100. What are you? You just had a birthday.
53.
61, that's right. Melissa Lynn, we hope all is well. Melissa's tuning in with us. She's home feeling a little bit under the weather.
Oh, get well soon, Melissa. Love you.
So go out and see Jordan Marie if you have not had the chance to see her. We're talking guitar. We're talking sometimes she busts out the harmonica, little pianos.
Yeah, I love that harmonica.
Sings like an angel. Get out there. She rocks it pretty hard as well. And she does a cover version of Biggie that is worth the entire trip. That and the Don Henley, Boys of Summer.
Well, that was...
That's a must.
I got goosebumps thinking about it. It was crazy.
She kills it. So as you can see... which one are you, Cheech or Chong? Is back in with us. Little congratulations. We have the golf clap ready for Hannah. Yes. Hannah graduated college, ladies and gentlemen.
Honors.
With honors.
Thank you.
Oops, sorry, wrong sound effect.
She graduated. Hannah, come loudly. So she's she's killing it. So it's funnier for me because I'm an asshole and your father's in the room. So when I make the hussy jokes or because he's laughing, but inside he's dying and it makes me feel so much.
No, I'm laughing.
I don't think he is.
Does it bother you knowing that he's on the back nine of his life? Like he's super old. Does that bother you? That like he's like Golden Bridge type stuff. Does that bother
you? I don't think that bothers her.
No. He's 50.
What the? Dude, we take it day by day.
He's 50.
And were you talking to your mic like I asked you to?
He's 55.
He's 53.
Okay,
he's got
so
like 30 more years.
So you tried to lie. Why are you so tan?
Spray tan.
But tell them how you were laying outside today and you got higher than you thought you were going to
get. I stood up because I wasn't moving. I was suntanning and I stood up and I really almost passed out.
She's like, I got high, but I didn't think I was that high. And then I stood up and I
just sit down for like 20 minutes.
Holy moly.
I wish I could have that life, bro. That is a...
What did we graduate in? What's your thing?
A BA in political science in American history.
I think you should jump right on the Trump 2024 train and get that election going here in the state of Connecticut.
Why don't you get on campaign team?
I'm going to pass on that.
We don't talk politics on this show, but anything I can do to piss her off is good.
She's going to pass.
Well, congratulations, truthfully and honestly. I've known you since you were just little Hanner Nanners camping in all the places.
Yeah, I think when we started working together, she was 6 years old.
Johnny was five, so it has to be about that. Yeah.
Yep.
So, good for you.
What's
the plan?
I'm going to start working in a month or so.
Give us your 2, 5, and
you think you're going to start working in a month or so, or like you have a job to start?
Start applying.
Okay. See, because the first set that you said is not like the second set.
I made my resume today.
You did?
I didn't have one before that.
Were you like, listen, got a Magna, whatever?
Tools Plus is on this. There.
She did put Tools Plus.
Got a little too high in the chair. Gonna need to come in next week
Yeah.
Did you put me down as a reference? Am I a personal or like professional reference?
I could put him under that for the reference.
Yeah, that's.
I was your supervisor.
Yeah, that's what you need to add when you submit it to an actual job as a professional.
Oh, okay, I'll add you.
And you have my personal guarantee that I will take it mostly serious.
Okay.
For the most part.
That's all
for the
I
most
need.
Part. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was great. Besides all the stealing and stuff.
I just need like 75% of you.
Yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, when she wasn't taking breaks to blow coke off of the fucking packing station.
That crystal meth habit she's got. It's fine. She's out in front of it.
Yeah. So let's just get, we weren't going to get too personal, but real quick, Kirk, you've lost some personal space.
I did, yes.
I was told your college graduate daughter gave you and the wife 2 options.
Yep.
Either she moves in or she does something bad. So clearly she moved in and she took your brand new remodeled room.
Yeah, so the room for the longest time was just an absolute shit show, like refinished in the 70s, terrible. So my wife and I spent 3 months last year, full gut, carpets, floors, ceiling, sheetrock, came out beautiful, gym room. We loved it. Just a gym room.
They didn't work out. That was the issue. So
wait,
it was
your parents didn't
dust.
Work out,
no,
or they
it,
didn't work out.
It was the, it
as far
was
as
the,
I know, they're still married.
It was the gym. It was the gym
got
room.
You.
So
got
it,
you.
In her defense, it was intended. There was like you know, like a Peloton, and then like a treadmill.
But no one used it.
You don't feel bad at all.
No.
You don't feel bad at all.
No.
Just for clarity, she had a room upstairs. So when you say moved in. It was coming back home and saying, I'm not existing in my old bedroom.
Right.
I either get this new refinished area.
But as a college graduated, non-rent paying person, she's taking up one of the larger rooms
in
the house.
Why would I pay rent in
this
house?
It's a lot of square footage, dude.
I'm here to advocate for you.
Why would I pay rent in this house?
Why wouldn't you pay rent?
Because I live here.
He lives here. He has to pay the mortgage.
I did the math, and it's 1/5 of the total square footage of living space in this house. That's how big the room is.
My bedroom upstairs is also right next to their bedroom. Like, it's way too close for
comfort. Yeah, she couldn't. She don't want to hear what's going on in there.
They don't want to hear you. You don't want to hear them. That type of thing.
I just, like, need space. I just lived in an apartment for a year. I didn't want to come home and be neighbors
with my
parents.
And, dude, the way she did it was the most cunning college kid move ever because she knew I was going to give her pushback on it, but she knows that she could sweet-talk her mother into anything. So her and her mother side-channeled. Came up with an arrangement, and then just put
her
on the table.
How proud she is! Look at the look on her face,
dude. It was a hell of a coup.
Last question before we pry into your entire life, which we're not going to, but I have the knack to do it. Maybe at some point, are you ever moving out of this house? Tell the truth.
Not for a very long time, unfortunately.
How old are you right now?
22.
What's a very
what
long
age
time?
Do you see yourself moving out of this house?
I would ideally like to be out of here.
Don't say 40.
By the time I'm like, I don't want to be here when I'm 27. 26 is fine. Max.
So before 30.
Way, like at least like a few years before. Like that's like max though. I'd like to be out of here when I'm like 25.
Okay, 25. Now question for you.
That's That's
doable. Don't chime in. She moves out when she's 26.
Yep.
How long it is before she moves back in after that first time?
Less than a year.
What okay. I just fucking said, this don't person, chime in.
My daughter pays me rent every month. She's 22. Well, my parents love me, so they don't make me do that.
Oh, get out of here.
Your parents also make a pretty decent combined living, whereas maybe if we didn't.
We're not poor, and they love me. So.
I don't think these people are poor either. What I think, no, they're I trying think it's to about set, trying to set that's responsibility. Right.
That's right. I'm responsible, though.
You just got too high in a lawn chair today and stood up too fast.
I graduated.
You're drinking. What are you drinking out of a mason jar?
Electrolyte juice.
It looks like Tito's.
For real.
I fucking wish it was. It's electrolyte.
You just got done telling me a story about day drinking and puking all over your car. Two things about that. We're day drinking already, and why you shouldn't even have your car if you're drinking.
I wasn't if you're in drinking the car, enough to puke. I wasn't in the car. I puked outside on my car.
This brings me to a comment we received today. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the person comment on what's the first thing I posted
Mother's
today?
Day?
Was the teacher
thing. Yeah, that was
before
funny.
We get to the teacher's thing. Someone commented. Her name was J-E-S.
Yeah.
Space, S I K K A, just like Jess Sika.
Okay.
It's now deleted.
Oh, shit. I was going to go deleted. Ghostwriter.
That we should, you should put something up letting people know that your content is not child appropriate or some bullshit like that.
NSW, what is it called?
NSFW.
Yes.
So as I went to go comment back to her, like, I was going to say
she
something.
She deleted it? Or it just
you didn't.
I didn't delete it. That's funny.
And then I went to find her page,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what it was, but her Holy the name was J-E-S space S-I-K-K-A, and then no profile picture. It was just like the generic like shadow guy thing.
Yeah.
So it could have been somebody we know fucking around. But I'm like, first of all, if your kid is on Facebook and you're allowing that, then they have to be prepared to navigate the Facebook and whatever they find, because there's a lot of shit worse than on here.
Yeah, no, dude, we've posted stuff on TikTok with our podcast, and people comment like, hey, this app is for kids. You can't be saying that. It's like, have you been on to what?
I'll tell you right now, we're going to dive into some shit tonight. And
okay.
If you're, maybe kids shouldn't watch tonight's show. thanks for Hannah sent me a text. You want me to be on the show tomorrow?
I told her to deal with
and
you.
And I replied, absolutely. And she replied, hooray or something, or yay or something. So
I like listen, having I you like on here. It's fun.
We get compliments when you're on. Yeah. We also get hate mail, but we're going to deal with
it's
that
fine.
As we go.
We can handle it. It's fine.
Hannah.
Yes.
You're dating a guy, right? Let's just say hypothetically, because I know you're not, right? Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
She's in a relationship with Hinge right now. Catch her on Hinge.
She first of all, she hesitated. What's Hinge?
Dating app.
I deleted it already.
You did? What the
fuck? So you're just
a day.
So I date dating. Around.
Okay.
I date around.
All right. I don't want to get back to the hussy talk.
Okay. Well,
her dad's here.
Okay. For real.
It's nice.
Say you're dating a guy for, let's say, 6 months to a year.
Okay.
And he's out at the laundromat, and he's doing laundry. And he sees a sexy pair of underwear in a lost and found.
I saw this poll.
And he brings it home and he says, here, babe, these are for you. What's your, how do you deal with that?
Do I know they're from the laundromat?
You say, oh, where'd you get these? Because they're not in a pack or anything. And he says, oh, I was at the laundromat.
He comes clean.
He tells you exactly where he got them, but he can't wait to see you in them. How do you respond?
That's tough, man.
It's not the stupidest, grossest thing I've ever seen a guy do that I was dating. So I'd just be like, that's stupid. Throw them away.
So you would not wear them?
No.
Under no circumstances.
I don't wear underwear anyways.
So that was a leading answer to a leading question. Okay. What is the grossest thing you've seen a guy do? Not tonight. Not on
this
show.
It's funny.
Not on this show. Your father's right there.
He doesn't care.
It's funny. I don't care. She's right.
How rated R is it?
It's not that bad. What? It's just so, like, dumbfounding.
All right. Let's get to that after we get through with the laundromat talk. The poll was predominantly, dude, you're out of your fucking mind. The reason I came up with that question
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Give us a backstory.
Last week or the week before, I was at the laundromat.
And you saw a pair of...
And, no. Okay. Well, yes. Okay. So I saw the lost and found, and I'm always curious to see, like, what people... I don't know. For some reason, I'm curious, right?
I'm nosy.
Because, like, let's say you have a kid, and your kid's a Chicago Bull fan, and you see a nice Chicago Bull sweatshirt that somebody left there.
Right.
Oh, you're fucking taking it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
I have.
You're fucking taking it. Or you see, like, I don't know, whatever. You, if something like that, you're taking it.
A nice sweatshirt.
But there was a straight up chick had to be a stripper thong in a lost and found. And jokingly, I was going to grab them and bring them home. And then I thought to myself, no, that's fucked up. I don't even want to fucking touch them.
That dude be fucked up.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I think we can all agree that the Chicago Bulls sweatshirt, yes. Sexy underwear, no. But I'd have to say, let's say you're on a budget or you're not someone who can afford the sexy underwear, maybe throw them in with your wash, make sure they're clean and go. That hot water's going to, you know, boil out the crabs.
Dude, the best analogy I could draw is I was talking to a buddy of mine about this house in our neighborhood that put a couch on their front lawn, like, free. There's certain things in the world that I'm never going to want to use after someone else uses them. A couch is one, a bed, and a pair of underwear.
Yeah.
It's like, just a no. I don't know, dude. It's just, you can't get it clean enough, I don't think.
I took a couch from my brother once.
Well, that's different.
When I moved to the house in Oxford.
A relative is different. I would do that.
Like 5 years later, I'm drinking with a couple of buddies, and one of them's a high school buddy. And he goes, yo, isn't this Rob's old couch? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, no.
And he looks me right in the eye, and he goes, that's not weird. I go, what? He goes, that he might have, they might have banged on this couch. I didn't sit on the couch for like.
Then you can't get it out of your mind once you hear it.
Nope. And then I like looked at all the spots that might be a good angle, and I'm like, fuck that. But eventually I got over my fears. But no, you're right. A couch could be one thing.
It's tough, dude. It's tough.
Toilet seats. Yo, I just got a new toilet. You want the old one? That's not something we do. Before we get to the other stuff, Hannah, what's this grossest thing you've ever seen a guy do?
I haven't seen it, but like, I didn't see it. Like, I didn't witness this. I don't want you to think I witnessed this.
Jerk, what the fuck are we talking about?
Jerks off with Dial hand soap. Doesn't wash after. Like, uses it instead of lotion.
So he masturbates with Dial hand soap. And doesn't
and just does nothing about it afterwards.
Okay, first of all, we just took a complete left turn.
That's strange.
Second of all, in the shower or out of the shower?
No, like it's next to his bed.
Like raw a bar of
soap
diet.
Or like the
hand pump soap.
Hand soap
instead of lotion. Just
and
soap.
He doesn't rinse off after.
No, because he
that's strange.
He said, "Isn't it the same thing as lotion?"
Well, no, it's not.
Isn't that dumbfounding?
It's got some of the same
Was
common
that
ingredients, but.
That, I hate to say that I almost get what God. He's saying.
God, don't say that.
Almost get what he's
There's nothing to get. That is dumbfounding to me.
I gotta let it marinate.
Okay.
It's the cleaning off thing that is strange to me. But anyway, go on. That's weird. I know exactly who that is, too.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, It's not.
It's only. Don't say names.
It's not this guy down here in the. I fucking knew it.
I'm glad I don't know because I'll never fucking look at the person again.
Go on. Continue.
Swear to God, if I come here for Christmas and I see Dial hand soap and Ethan's stocking.
It's going
to
be all over the house, dude. Okay. Everywhere you turn, there's going to be Dial hand soap.
As long as he doesn't do it while he's saying, who's mama's dirty little boy now?
Who's the dirty little guy?
You guys are fucked up.
Yeah, it's weird. Gets weird here.
I know I got away from the microphone real quick, and I apologize for that. Hi. You're high now. Say a sentence, just anything.
Listen, you know what she said about you today, and I thought it was one of the greatest compliments I've ever heard another person give another person. She said, "It's impossible to be in a bad mood around Johnny." I thought that was a really good compliment, and I wanted, and you know what? I agreed with her. I was like, Hannah, there's very few people like him in the world, and you're right. It is. Hard, like you can't be in a bad mood around you because
you guys need to borrow money because this is really.
I'm just
nice.
Telling
What's
you, dude. It's
here,
true.
Man.
It's true, and I wanted to share.
Are
that
you looking
you.
For money for a rent? That's what she's doing.
Looking for money.
Jesus
for
Christ. How old are you?
22.
OnlyFans. Get your own place. It's Teachers Appreciation Week.
Ah. Dude, that post was electric.
So as I got. I got to thinking about that this morning. And the first thing I thought of was all the these female teachers who keep banging these students. Yeah. So I got to put up, I want to find mugshots. And when I, first time in my life, I ever thought I'd ever Google teachers who got arrested for banging or for sleeping with students. And let me tell you, Google did not fucking disappoint.
It doesn't disappoint.
Google did not disappoint. So then I found that picture and I'm like, I'm going to put this up. And I think
I feel like I should put this up on the screen.
Our biggest issue is when we take the time off that we take the time off, we lose a lot of traction. So
it's true.
But we'll get back to where we were, of course.
Oh, there they are.
But, I mean, I got to thinking about this, right? Clearly there's mental health involved.
With the woman or the children?
With the woman.
Okay.
Because...
So all of these teachers on the screen...
have been
either
arrested.
Allegedly or convicted of having sex with a student, as far as you know.
As far as I know, the arrested at least, convicted probably, but definitely arrested. So there's got to be, because here's the thing.
Two of them are hot.
I'm a 46-year-old man,
yeah,
right?
That blonde one, top left, is hot for sure.
All right.
You're a what-year-old man?
I'm a 46-year-old man.
I'll reel it back.
Say I'm a teacher.
Ew.
What the fuck? Do you even? I don't. What do you find attractive about a 15 or 16 or 17 year old? I don't even want to talk to them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I agree.
So there's mental health involved. That's number one. Number two, how dumb are these dudes ratting themselves out?
So dumb.
You are set up for a high school experience like none other, and this is what you do. Oh, you come back to finish the job. You try to kill me, JoJo.
If I don't let them in for a minute, they're going to shut up.
You just whacked.
I think it's also important to point out that there is a double standard because, like, when it's a chick teacher and a dude student, you know, there's a part of society that's like, oh, cool, good for him, he's getting some.
Mm-hmm.
If you reverse it, it becomes like this, like everybody's like, that guy is, you know what I mean? It's there's a different perception,
1,000%.
Yeah,
it's. 1,000%, but how do I say this? And you're a woman, right? So,
allegedly.
When it comes to things like this, aren't we expected to treat women better? Like, aren't we at a higher standard of treating women better than, I don't want to say better than they treat us, but aren't we as men supposed to go that extra mile and make sure that they are protected, let's say.
The dudes these chicks were sleeping with weren't men. They're boys, dude. They don't have that perception.
No. I'm going after the reverse end that you just gave.
Oh, like, yeah. That's just...
men, our job is to... I know I'm not trying to upset any feminists here, but it's in the situation of our relationship, men versus women, we are seen as the protectors, yes?
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I would...
Historically.
Well, here's the thing. If a guy breaks into this house right now, you're not going to be like, Dad, John, I got this. You're going to be like, guys, get up!
Dad, get your gun!
Do you know what I mean? if like Miley Cyrus, we were talking about Miley Cyrus last week, her and her dead flowers, which your mom...
I missed that. You know. I missed
it
that.
It was funny.
Your mom knows way too much about Miley Cyrus.
Oh, she does. Her and I.
I'm going to have to figure out if she likes Miley or Pete Davidson more, but... Because she can't stop talking about the dude's ween dog, but in the sake of this conversation, I think in my brain the men are the protectors, right? So men taking advantage of younger girls, I see as you failed your job. Not that these women haven't failed their job, but I don't know.
But still, dude, part of me, if I'm thinking about the dudes that they had sex with, the students, if I'm being totally transparent, there's part of me that's like, those dudes, fuck, man. Good for them. I mean,
the best way I could think of it is this way.
Leverage
that. Do you remember the McDonald's competition, the Monopoly thing?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, yeah, that was fun.
So I feel like if a high school boy ends up with a teacher like that, he got Boardwalk.
That's Boardwalk. He got that.
I feel
one
like
ticket.
I feel like if it's the girl, you know, the young girl with the older guy. Is Baltic Avenue.
She got Baltic, yes. So, she's been Baltic'd.
I think either way, it's rape.
Well,
not if it's consensual.
Legally, well, no.
A child can't consent.
No. If you are a 30-year-old teacher and that child is 15.
A child can't consent.
That's statutory rape, bro. I can't do that. Now, there are certain places where the parents could give permit. There's certain states where the parents could be like, oh, no, that's fine. We don't care. Because there are certain states where girls or boys that are 15, 16, or 17 have 20 or 25-year-old boyfriends or girlfriends.
Yeah, because
the parents say it's okay.
And there's parental consent, yes.
I just want to say thank you to all of these teachers for going the extra mile. Not the men, just the women. Which leads me to, I thought, I was thinking about how I was going to go in this direction all day. I tortured some teachers. I was not the greatest student. But do you know that in my head, I can go through from kindergarten all the way through high school and name, like, in high school, you have many different teachers.
Yeah.
But, like, kindergarten to, like, remember eighth grade, dude, I can rip
can
right
you?
Through. Rip right. Names, faces, rip right
through. I could, too.
I can't remember.
Okay, first of all, you're 12. You better be able to.
I would hope at 22. You literally. You just graduated college.
Yeah. You're closer to kindergarten than I am high school, my senior year, if you think about it.
It's true.
I think that's true. 15 years?
Yeah, I graduated 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, served.
Don't. I
wouldn't. What now, Nanners? And your fake ass tan.
Oh my God!
So anyway,
the teachers, yeah, you can name them all. That's impressive.
I can name them all. I gave some teachers such a hard time, and I started two different stories came up in my head today about things I did to make teachers' lives living hell. Not really make their lives living hell, but put them in positions that three stories really. Children that are involved in my life, if you're going to hear or listen to this, I want to start this by saying none of this is appropriate.
Right.
Drugs and alcohol are bad.
This is the disclaimer.
You need to be an adult to make the decisions that I made. I was not an adult. This is a disclaimer. I don't approve of any of this behavior. I am not advocating for this type of behavior. However, it's fucking funny. So that's why we're telling the stories. One story was we had a teacher who was super pregnant. She was ready to pop it any minute. Literally to the point where like 2 days this week and this 1 week, the ambulance came to the school. She thought she was in labor. There was like all kinds of shit, right? So
Jesus Christ.
This is back before we had air conditioning and shit. And this poor woman was, you know, ready to pop. We were upstairs, like on the farthest corner of the school in her classroom. Well, I wanted to leave school. I wanted to get out of class. I wanted to get the fuck out of school, get in my car and go. It was a beautiful day. So I'm thinking to myself, and I come up with a plan. And I say, may I use the bathroom? She says, yeah. Knowing that I got to sell it. I got to sell it to the people in the office, right? I got to sell what I'm about to say. I sprint down the hallway the long way and sprint down the other one to the hallway the long way to the office. Now I'm sweating. There's no AC. I'm fucking sweating.
You're sweating. You're
I mean, at the time, I think I'm a junior or senior. I only weigh 120 pounds in high school. I was a skinny little fuck.
Full sprint.
But I sprint. I got beads of sweat on my head. And I run into the office and a woman's like, John, what's the matter? I go, yo, I won't say the woman's name. I said, so-and-so's in labor, man. She's having that baby up there.
It's coming.
She's like, oh, my God. And the principal comes running. She is. I said, yeah, they all go running. I walked like George Jefferson out to my car, got in the fucking car and left. Let me tell you something, dude. They were not happy with me the next day. I got suspended for like 2 days.
No
they were
way.
Oh, let me. And the teacher got in my face. How dare you make light of my situation? I go, Lake, you're fucking pregnant. She's like, what did you say to me? I was like, listen, you're overreacting. You're
fucking pregnant.
She's like, you getting out of class was more important than my safety. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about your safety? Fuck out it. Safe to say, her and I didn't have a great year and a half left in my high school career. Another one was.
Brian Chuck says hi, by the way.
Fuck Brian Chuck. Eat a bag of dicks, Brian. I love
Brian
you.
Chuck.
Mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
Oh, mushrooms.
I had
awesome.
Decided that a handful of mushrooms on the way into school was a good
Psilocybin.
Idea.
Psilocybin. Good times.
Technical? Is that the technical name of
Psilocybin,
it?
Psilocybin, yes.
You're a dick. You're a weirdo.
I'm just saying.
So I get to about third period, and now I've decided I'm not. It's not a bad one. It's a good one, but I got to get out of there. I'm constrained. I got to go.
You got to go.
I got to feel free.
You can't be
it wasn't a safe,
caged in.
It wasn't a safe
right.
place.
Right.
Yeah, I got to go. So I'm telling my buddy who's sitting in front of me, I got to go. He's like, dude, chill the fuck out. You're going to get caught. I said, I got to go because you can't go. So I raise my hand. Teacher says, what's up? I go, can I leave? She said, no. I said, please. She said, no. So now I'm like, I got to go. And she can see I'm all fidgety and blah, 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 blah. I said, I got to go. Dude's like, dude, you are going to get caught. You're going to get in so much trouble. I said, I can't. I'm like this now. I'm looking around. I'm like, I got to go. Well, I concoct a plan. And I say to this woman who, by the way, was the most, church-going, what's the, like.
Quaker?
Like, yeah, just like.
Just.
No swear. Like, if she said damn once, and I think she sent letters home to the school, to the parents about swearing, like, she was the most good-natured, proper...
Quake.
Just, you know.
She was a teetotaler.
Yeah.
That's what they used to call them, teetotalers.
I concoct a plan, and I raise my hand, and she says, John, there's not a thing that you're going to say to me right now that is going to get me to let you leave this classroom. Please put your hand down and go to work.
Okay.
So I huff and I puff and I stand up and she goes, what are you doing? And I go, and I won't say her name. I said, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah. Go fuck yourself, dude.
What?
She turned bright red.
You bought out the F-bomb?
Straight up. Everybody in the class was like, oh my God. The two dudes who knew I was tripping are like, oh, here we go. The daughter's going to jail. I'm like, she looks at me and she goes, what did you say to me? And I said, go fuck yourself.
So she said it once.
She goes, get out of here. I go, I knew it. I'm sorry. Thank you. Someday you'll understand. And I ran out of the classroom, never even went to the office, got my car and left. 2 days suspended.
Holy shit.
Teacher's like, what's up? I'm like, I gotta go.
Two day out Actually, of school I'm an asshole. Suspension?
Fucking
crazy.
I skipped the story because my brain's off.
Okay, it's fine.
I said, what I said was, go fuck yourself. I'm tripping on mushrooms. I got to get out of here.
You told her you were tripping on mushrooms?
And she was like, that's how fried my brain is. And she goes, you really would say anything to get out of this class. Get out of my classroom. And I left. Next day, and then the principal's like, well, she said you were tripping on mushrooms. I'm like, who would do that? Who would do that at school?
That's insane behavior.
I just fucked up that story and it broke my heart.
No, that's fine. But anyway. That's fine. So...
Oh, I hope JoJo's now.
So listen, quick question before you go on. Just going back to that, do you remember being attracted to any teachers? And if so, how young were you when you remember being attracted to a teacher? Never? Like, did you ever have a teacher crush?
I just don't remember his name. No. No, I had super cool teachers.
Yeah. So never...
We had hot substitutes.
Yeah.
We did not. I never had a. To me, no anyway.
Teacher crush. I'm surprised. No. I thought you would have had one for some reason.
No, the teachers I always had were not
crushable.
Like, I had super cool teachers, and I wish I could say their names. I don't want to piss them off because I don't want. But like, I had this one teacher. She was huge into the Grateful Dead, and I hate the Grateful Dead, of course. And I used to be like, Guns N' Roses, and blah. But she was the coolest, most down to earth person. And when she was mad at you, she wouldn't be like, we need to talk and about your classwork. She would just be like, yo, you and her in the classroom, you're fucking up. You're being an asshole, blah, blah, blah.
I like that.
Like, she would may not have swore at me, but
maybe
a couple times. But she was super cool, most down-to-earth person, and had actually a big part in me graduating high school. Because let me tell you something, it was touch and go for a while. Because I just didn't give a fuck. I just stopped I had a hard time. I had a bad year last year and a half after, you know, not to make excuses, but with my dad dying, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went down the whiskey road rather than go down the let's figure it all out road.
Right, right.
But that's neither here nor there. But, and again, kids listening, one, do as I say, not as I do.
I mean, it.
And two, come on. You all are supposed to learn from our mistakes. That's all. I'm not saying it was a good decision. It wasn't even the right one, but it was good. The next one. And I'm pretty sure...
I have one that tops all of these.
Okay, getting pregnant by your science teacher is something I thought we weren't going to talk about on this show.
I brought a gun to school one time by accident. I've never even told my parents about that. It was their fault.
Are we seriously going to talk about this on the internet right now? Like, could you still be arrested for this?
I was 11. I never told you guys about that.
It was a BB gun.
No,
right?
It was a real gun.
You took one of my guns to school?
Wasn't my problem because you.
She goes. Wasn't my problem.
I was 11, and you guys had went to the shooting range, and you had those like tactical backpacks, like the backpacks you put everything.
Oh, so you
in.
Didn't bring? You bought it to school accidentally?
Yeah, and I opened my locker to put like my spelling quiz in there, and I opened it, and there's a fucking gun, and I was shitting bricks the whole... I was like 11.
That could have been a me problem.
There's a gun in my bag. There's a handgun in my bag.
Your life would be significantly different right now.
Right?
But I liked it as shooter form and it was the white kid. Fucking white kids are the worst.
Dude, absolute worst.
I was so scared. I think that's when I developed anxiety because I was just sitting there all day. I was like, I have a gun in my locker.
Well, in your defense, being 11 years old and in class
That's
going,
a lot.
I got to get my fucking locker.
That's like, a lot. Yeah. That's a
also,
lot.
Also, that would have been the day for you to fuck with some people and be like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
What are you going to do, bully?
Let me tell you something. If I go to my locker.
Let me tell you something.
You're going to be in a lot of fucking trouble there, Betsy.
I won Student of the Year that year.
I remember that.
What'd you do, threaten him with a gun? Let me tell you something. I better be fucking Student of the Year this year.
I better get that medal.
Do you think that they see this show now and like, all right, she's fucking high all the time. She fucking brought a gun to school. But she...
Retroactive, they're going to come out.
Graduated magna cum laude. Who's better than you?
You is got
that,
it together.
What does that mean, by the way, the magna
second
cum laude?
Highest GPA of the class.
Who'd you let beat you?
Well, it's like a group of kids.
Who
like,
did you let beat you?
Who was
the fucking
the kids who didn't have as much fun as I did.
Who was summa cum laude?
Yeah, that's what the highest.
How many people above you?
Only like 20.
How many people in the whole graduating class?
Had to be a few hundred, no?
400, 500, yeah. 400.
And you couldn't break top 20?
I also like to balance
that's why
my
you live
fun.
In mom and dad's house.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I had more fun in college.
Not she did have some fun in college.
Not as fun as bringing a fucking gun to school.
No.
Fucking Suge Knight over here. Who knew? Jesus Christ, man. That's remarkable.
That's intense.
I gotta tell you,
that's intense.
I don't want to get too deep into it because we're not therapists here, but
right.
She could 1000% be right that that's when she developed anxiety.
I think it was.
Shit, dude.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a lot to process, dude. That's a heavy lift.
That was heavy.
Yeah, it's
that
a heavy
11.
Lift.
Mm. See, that you're different than me because I would have walked into that cafeteria. Go ahead. Tell me we're out of chocolate milk. Say it again. Say it again. Tell me we're out of fucking chocolate
milk. Tell me Tuesday and pizza day.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me again.
Tell me again how I'm not getting a grilled cheese today. I didn't hear you the first time. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me how you're not going to burn that fucking crust for me. Go ahead. Tell me. That's fucked up. That's funny, though. You're like, dude, you dodged a bullet. No pun intended. That's
yes, because that probably should have been secured. But
how old are you? And is that 11. Is that pre-Newtown or is that?
It was the year before it happened.
It was.
I mean.
That'd be 2000. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. So
yeah.
If that happens 2015.
I would have been fucked.
Oh, I'm in fucking
well,
jail.
I was thinking
you
about,
might still be there.
Yeah.
I was thinking about ways to like get home. And I was like, well, if I go to the nurse and pretend to be sick.
You could have robbed a taxi. But
well,
go ahead.
I was like, I'm going to start freaking out if I'm trying to lie to the nurse to send me home. And then if I'm acting all weird. Like,
yeah, no, your best decision
like,
there
like,
is just
so
write
like,
it out.
I just need to go back to the class and just finish my day.
Just write it
you
out.
Go to the
right?
nurse and be like, I have a shooting pain in my head.
I was like, I'm gonna wig out and they're gonna go in my backpack and it's all over for me.
Shit. Not for you. You wouldn't have gotten in trouble. That would have been fully on me.
Nurse, I know your office is a revolver door, but I feel
how many gun puns.
I don't know. I'm gonna see what
more
I can do.
More gun puns.
Yeah. I must be getting a stomach bug because I'm sweating bullets. No,
I could
none of these work.
I
might be able to
keep
going. I
opening my backpack and seeing it in the bottom. Like I could clearly, I have that memory.
Hannah, you don't
brain.
Look sick. Well, I thought I'd shoot my shot and see if I can get home.
Should I even ask which gun it was, or do you not remember?
I don't know. It's just a handgun.
Was it the big giant handgun or the little 22? Might have been a little 380.
You walk in and she's like, Hannah, let me get a stomach bug, and you're like, bullseye.
No, I've never felt my heart sink like that when I opened that bag.
She never told us that.
I only told Tegan this year, and I was like, I've never told anyone about that story. She's like, you have to tell your parents. Like, that's ridiculous. I was like, I'll get to it.
Why would you we never took your backpack to the gun range. So my question is, why would you just be like, oh, I'm going to take this other backpack?
Because they were cool. They had all the little straps on them.
It was a cool backpack.
Kurt,
I know.
Just take it.
She literally just fucking hijacked your entire house. You're wondering why she took your fucking backpack?
Oh, Melissa Lynn, don't jump the gun. Play it cool.
I did. I did indeed.
Oh, that's fucking funny. I tell you, kid, you're as quick as a pistol.
Quick as a pistol.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this
that's
one, this one might get pulled off Spotify, but let's go.
We're oh, fine. No. Well, Joe Rogan's on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
He talks about all kinds of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, we're fine. Spotify's easy.
There's a good chance, Guinness Book of World Records, I hope you're listening to this story. I might be the only guy to ever get caught skipping school on the news. The news got me.
Is this related to the napkin nabber? Or was this another... This is a different incident.
No.
You were skipping school. Go on.
My senior year, the soccer team... I wasn't on the soccer team. I don't want anybody to think that about me.
I would not have thought
that. The soccer team got in a little hazing trouble. This is back before hazing became completely out of the loop. This was like at the start of, oh my God, they got to stop hazing, right. Probably.
Yeah.
But back in the day when I was in, they would let you fucking haze a little bit. Like it was almost like a rite of passage where coaches could still slap you on the ass and say, good job. You did, good job out there today.
Can't do that anymore.
No. So they were getting in trouble and it was a big deal. Now the kid who got hazed, apparently, allegedly, something happened to his buttocks. Like I can't remember the story. Either that he got spanked or somebody was put him down on the ground naked, spread his ass cheeks and threatened the act of putting something in there, I think is what happened.
Fair enough.
Which, in his defense, that's a little fucked up.
That's a little over the line.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't take it that far. But
I mean, in adult life, it's called Wednesday, but in high school, it's called hazing. So anyway, it ends up making the newspaper and makes rounds, and it's a big fucking deal. So Now we go into school one morning, and there's an announcement. Don't talk to any of the newspaper people. Don't talk to any of the news people, blah, 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 blah. We're all like, Jesus Christ. I happen to be best friends with the captain of the soccer team. And he had nothing to do with it. But he was like, I don't even know what the fuck happened, dude. I wasn't even there. I had already left, blah, 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 blah. But they're calling his house. And he's like, so now they're everywhere. He's like, yo, we got to get out of here. So I said, I got cold beers. And this was a thing for me senior year, summer, like the second half of senior year. Always cold beers in my car, ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go. We'll have a beer. He said, okay. So we sneak out the back. We get in my car. We crack a beer. We both take a sip. We cheers, whatever. Out of nowhere, this fucking... And the dude's still on the news. His name is Bob something. He's got like red hair. I think it's gray now. He's like, I wish I could... I'll have to remember his name. All of a sudden, he's in the window where... the captain of the soccer team is on the passenger side with his microphone talking. The camera guy right here in my fucking face as I'm driving, and they know his name. They know everything. And they're like, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying his name. They're like, so-and-so, what do you have to say about? And right as I got a fucking Miller Lite in my fucking, it was probably a Bud Heavy at the time. I got a Bud Heavy in my fucking hand. I have a gray sweatshirt on and I take it and first thing I think to do is drop it into my sweatshirt or my t-shirt.
Open.
So nobody can see it. I don't know why. That was my first
thing. Put it in the shirt.
I'm driving a car. I'm drinking. I'm 17 years old.
Not a good look.
The news is here.
Right.
I drop it. As they're questioning him, and I'm not going anywhere, I don't even think to just go. I'll just say the camera is like, say the microphone is my face.
Yeah.
Dude, the camera was like, I was doing this so the camera guy can get a shot of this dude. And I'm like, oh my God. As he's questioning him and the dude's going, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't there. You could see on the news my sweatshirt getting darker and darker and darker because I spilled the beer over. And it's fucking hysterical, right? So at this time, I'm not thinking about skipping school. I'm not thinking about nothing. And all of a sudden I go, yo, don't tell him. You don't got to tell him nothing. And I push the camera, I look at the dude, I go, we ain't telling you nothing. We ain't no rats. And I pull out of there. We don't think nothing of it.
Right, fine. We got away from the paparazzi.
We go to his house, and we're hanging out. And his parents were cool, so his father knew we'd like to have a beer once in a while. But we didn't get drunk. We were just having a couple beers. All of a sudden, we hear his father go, motherfucker. This is later. He's like, motherfucker. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Honey, he says to his wife, she comes in and there's me and him on the fucking news.
Shut up.
They
aired it?
They never, there was no beer, there was no nothing. It was just us and Mike and the dude trying to be like, I didn't, blah, blah, blah. And all I see is my sweatshirt. And his mom's like, are you sweating? I'm like, I was a little nervous. And then I'm like, I don't even know why I'm lying to her right now because they don't care that I drink beer.
Right, right.
My mother at the time didn't even care I drank beer. She's like, just don't wake up in jail.
John, what is wrong with you?
Nobody thinks nothing. I go to school the next day. Walking in, principal. Mr. Donato, how are you? I'm good. He's like, hey, come down see me after first period. I go, all right. I do something wrong? He goes, no, not you.
No, like, you're fine. It's fine.
I come walking down. What time is it? 7:45. Oh my God, we've been on air for 45 minutes?
Apparently.
All right, before I get to the end of this story, our second half, is brought to you by McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus. Go see Kevin and Jake down at McDermott Chevy and Lexus. Best cars, best deals. Everybody's happy. If you're buying a car somewhere else, you're doing it wrong. Thank you to the guys at McDermott for loving Alive with Johnny. We love you guys right back. So get down to McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus underneath the giant American flag.
Nice one.
I'll fucking disown you, bro. That's not how you act in this podcast. End of story. So here we go, right? So I go to first period. I come down. Principal says to me, John, I want you to be straight with me. We've always been straight with each other. I'm like, you got it, buddy. Why did you skip school yesterday? I go, I didn't skip school yesterday. He goes, you did. I go, I didn't. He goes, when did you leave? I said, I have lunch, I have study hall, and then I left because I had free period. He's like, no, you didn't, John. I'm like, yes, I did. He's like, John.
No, you didn't.
So now we're going round and round, and he's mad that I'm lying to him, and I'm trying to convince him I'm not lying to him because I did like this dude. I respected him. He was cool with me. He got me through some hard times. But I didn't want to get in trouble. You know, you just don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
He said, tell me what time you left school. I said, man, it had to be like 1:50. He goes, John, I watched the news last night. I go, yeah, I know. I panicked. He shouldn't have said anything, blah, blah, blah. He goes, John, you're not listening to me. I watched the news last night. I go, yeah. Fucking timestamp on the bottom of the news fucking thing.
Right, because they
know. It says 12:25 on the bottom of the screen that they're interviewing this dude at 12:25, and I'm in the driver's seat. I got fucking caught. That dude broke my balls for months about getting caught skipping school by the news. I thought that's an interesting story. You think that's funny?
I think that's funny.
I mean, I didn't fucking try to shoot up to school or nothing like you, but.
You didn't think to just, like, because I'm putting myself, like, when you tell these stories sometimes, I put myself in your position. My first reaction is as soon as I see a camera or a guy or whatever, just drive away.
I would have.
Like, just remove yourself immediately. Like, why did you even?
Then there would have been nothing to air.
You know what? In my thinking back, I knew he did nothing wrong. They weren't going to get anything from him. And then just the way I reacted.
That's fair. Dude.
I was more concerned about getting caught with beer on high school grounds than I was.
You weren't even thinking about
these dudes talking about anal probing soccer players. Yeah, I knew that this dude had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. So go ahead. What are you? You're not going to get nothing off of us.
And then you're like, holy shit, I was supposed to be in school.
I got caught skipping school on Channel 3 or Channel 8. Bob McSomething, man.
I know who you're talking about, too.
He's been on the news forever. Yeah. He's always the guy that goes to stuff.
Yeah.
And now he's like Bob on the street or something.
He's a scene reporter. Yeah.
He is. Hannah, Mother's Day is coming.
Yes.
Did you... Two things. One, is Lisa taken care of? Did you get it done?
Yes. Okay. She told me exactly what she wants to do, for dinner, and I'm going to go shopping and do all the cooking, and that's that.
What are we having? What's the menu?
Well, I asked her, anything you could possibly want, I'll make it. What do you want? She's like, I just want the family here. I want to sit outside and grill fancy burgers all day. So
you're going to cook meat.
I eat meat now. I'm not a vegetarian anymore.
I forgot to tell.
I eat the fuck out of meat, too. Like, I'm a carnivore now. Like, I'll sit there just like nothing else.
All right.
It's true.
What time is it? It's 7:50.
It's a good story.
I want to spend 2 minutes on Mother's Day.
And then I need to hear about you.
First of all, to my mother, happy Mother's Day. To my mother-in-law, happy Mother's Day. To my wonderful, beautiful wife, who is the most fierce, loving, wonderful mother on God's green earth, as well as our mothers are, but I, you know, it's my wife.
Did JoJo really break the TV?
We're going to get to that in a second.
Don't forget.
Happy Mother's Day, Aim Dog.
Aim Dog!
And to her mother, Candy, and to my mother, Linda, and to all the moms out there, I've said this 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, women are the stronger, smarter species. They always will be. I know we're the protectors, but they are the ones. We'll protect you. They're just going to figure out how we're going to do it.
They're going to get the shit done.
My poor mother, the things that she was put through by the 3 boys that she had while we were growing up, she deserves a purple heart. Oh.
You are such an asshole.
There she is.
Which one was that?
You are such an asshole.
Yeah, the things...
Oh, dude.
we could probably have a whole episode on just the shit that I did to her, but she always says she wants to come on for a full thing and talk about all the dumb shit I did. So maybe we should
get her
on.
I would love that.
But happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Yes. It's probably the most important thankless job there is in the world. Good job. The only thing I want to... No, I was going to say something super sarcastic, but I'm not going to. So happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. There was a question out there today is what is the most inappropriate gift? And vacuum cleaner came up. A vibrator was an answer. Condoms were an answer. I would say this. If she's a single mom and she got like 6 or 7 baby daddy, 4, 3, 4, 5 baby daddy, then, I mean, I'd say any woman who's got 5 or more baby daddy, you should probably give her condoms for Mother's Day, no?
Well, at that point, I would think probably the condom is in order.
Because I think the excuse that I just haven't figured it out by now, I haven't figured out love yet. You might not have figured out love, but you've been figured out how to have babies. So
different kind of love.
And there's a couple of them single moms out there that probably should not have any more babies. So
no.
I would say condoms
no
aren't
more.
Necessarily a deal breaker. Your answer of bread so she can make me a sandwich, I think you're a keyboard tough guy because you would not do that to your wife.
No.
He would never.
This was directed at my mother, and I would do that to my mother.
He would do it to his mother.
Thank you.
He would. Not to Lisa, but
to my wife.
But he would do
to
it
my
to
my mother,
mom, yes.
Got you. I got you.
Absolutely.
You think he would do that?
To his mother? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't do that to your mother.
Oh my God, no, I love
no.
her.
No, I wouldn't let her do
can
that
I
to her mother.
Can I just say, and this is a little too Freudian, a little too psychological.
It's fine.
The saga of Lisa and Hannah.
Oh yeah, we used to hate each other.
For it to be where it is at today is absolutely miraculous. Kudos to the both of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly to your mother because I think she probably knew this was going to happen, but she had to bear with it all and fight
you
through it
You know what?
All?
Now that I'm an adult looking back, I don't really think it was 50-50.
You're an asshole.
I really don't think it was. She was she was kind of a bitch.
And listen, in Lisa's defense,
she had to raise a little girl who brought a gun to school.
I wasn't that difficult ever, so I think it was not 50-50.
No, here's the thing. So there was a
She's raising Lil' Kim. She don't even know.
There was a certain period in time where Lisa was here and Hannah was here as far as like behavioral expectations. And in both of their defenses, at some point, they just met in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, 10 years ago, Lisa was like, marijuana, not even near this house. Now she's growing weed upstairs. So, I mean, it's been a journey.
The worst thing I ever did to her was
you guys are just committing felonies
weed.
All over the podcast.
No, that's legal.
I know.
What?
It's the worst thing I ever did. The most upsetting thing I did to her was smoke weed in high school.
Right. And a lot of the problems that you guys had was you
smoking,
going behind her back to do that
to
because
smoke.
She wouldn't let. Yeah. That's so,
it. Which honestly,
I wish the worst thing I did to my mother was smoke weed in high school.
Same.
So I don't really think it's, I don't think it's a me issue.
I never did anything to my mother as much as I created stress in her life.
Right. Right.
Like,
it was
I wasn't. I mean, I was probably mean to her. Every teenager's mean to their mom. But the things that I did to create stress and havoc and inconvenience in her life.
It's a lot, dude.
Dude.
It's a lot.
I tell the story all the time. I used to call her. I told you guys this 1,000 times. I used to call her every Friday night and tell her I'm in Seymour Police Department. You got to come get me. I'd wait 5 minutes for her to get dressed and I'd call her back and tell her I was just joking. One time I really needed her to come get me. She left me there. Rightfully so. We have 6 minutes.
My meat story.
Just to recap.
Let's get caught
in
up
the beginning
here.
Of this year. As you were a guest on this podcast, as you were home on probably Christmas break or whatever.
Oh, you guys got into it over the meat thing.
We got into it over meat.
Tense.
You were passionate and people
are tense.
Basically, I'm a fucking scumbag because I eat meat. Everybody who eats meats are scumbags. And, you know, we should care about the earth. And I don't know. You tried to Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, man. I get it. But what's good for me now is that your argument is working out just about as well as they are. So... And that's not me being political. That's me just putting the proof in the pudding.
That's actual reality.
That's actually reality. And if you don't believe me, go pie to fucking buy some meat and see what that price is at. Mm-hmm. So now we find ourselves here today. You've graduated college. You're back home. You're ready to move on to the rest of your life. And all of a sudden, you, to quote you, I eat the fuck out of that meat.
That's what she said.
Out of it.
That's what she said.
Get me to where we are today.
Yeah, where's
get me from
that
last conversation of I'm a scumbag for eating meat to today.
Let me preface by saying I don't like that I eat meat. I don't feel good about it. Okay.
All right.
Except for when you're fucking slobbing on it and you're like,
it's all dripping.
All the grease is dripping down your fucking face. You feel good about it then.
Yeah, I do.
It's the afterwards.
I mean, I don't feel great when I'm eating it. I just try to forget about it. So
And the guy who jerks off with aisle soap is a bad guy, but go ahead.
There is a fancy, do you know what, like, what are they called? A speakeasy, you know, like speakeasy, they're a cool new modern thing.
Yeah.
So there's a really fancy one up in Keene. So I went
with
my best friend and her boyfriend, and he was a little older, so he would take us out and, like, buy us dinner and buy us drinks. So I was absolutely hammered at the speakeasy, okay? Martinis all night. And I see a charcuterie board on the menu. And I'm thinking to myself, God, you know what? I used to love salami. Like, salami.
It was salami.
No joke.
Like, dude, I was like, God, that sounds so good. I was having, like, 6 or 7 drinks, and I was like, that sounds so fucking good. And I was like, why can't I just order it and eat it? I was like, why can't I? I was like, can I just not order? I was like, I'm just going to order it and eat it. I ordered a charcuterie for myself, and I just sat there and ate a plate of meat. And I was like,
I remember the night because she was texting me, and she was like, I think I'm going to cave because of this charcuterie board.
I just ate it, and then every day since then, I've just been trying. I don't eat meat every day.
No, you're not eating.
I probably eat twice a week. So, I'll eat meat, but...
You wake up the next morning. Clearly, you were drunk, right? So the next morning, you wake up with the regrets.
Right?
Was there
it was really good because it was really like farm to fresh. Like it was really good meat, so I didn't feel gross about it. The next day, we go to our dive bar. I order a basket of chicken tenders. Okay.
Vastly different.
I call Lisa at 4 a.m. sobbing. Curled up on my bathroom floor, the worst stomach pains I've ever had in my life. Because I ate the whole... Because it was, like, shitty chicken, like, fried chicken.
Right, so she went from farm to table, handmade, to artisan
some fried, fake-ass
so
chicken.
So now I don't... I'll just eat, like, good meat, like, once in a while. But I don't regret it. I don't feel great that I ate it, but you know what? I did what I wanted to do.
Bacon? Have you had bacon?
I've tried. I haven't had, like... pieces, but, like, when he makes it, I'll take, like, a bite or something.
Like, fat steak for Mother's Day, maybe?
I don't usually eat red meat, but I told them I would eat a burger on Mother's Day.
You haven't eaten even before you went.
I didn't like red meat.
We don't consider salami red meat.
It's technically a mixture.
It's cured. It's a little different. Yeah.
Cured meat's my favorite.
And there's pork. A lot of pork.
It's mostly pork. But I eat chicken a lot.
Hey,
oh, the dogs almost just went at it.
The fuck out of here!
I eat chicken the most, and then cured meat. Like meats and cheeses.
But I think it's good for, I mean, you know, whatever your stance on it is aside, I think she's getting more healthy protein because she was getting, you still looked fine, but when you weren't eating meat for like 6 months,
the last time I saw you were wearing like a shirt.
Skinny.
You could see like whatever these are called.
Collarbones.
The collarbones there.
I still look like that.
No, you look more filled out.
Your face looks a little fuller.
You do.
You really do. And
if you do in moderation, I think that's good. A balance, you know? You don't got to be eating like Johnny and I do.
No.
I had a fucking sandwich today. Holy shit.
I'm hungry now. I haven't eaten dinner yet. Me too. But I'm trying to lose this weight. So I'm trying
not, dude.
I'm trying not to. She called me fat when I got here.
You alluded to yourself looking big.
I'm trying not to eat because I'm trying to do the thing where I don't have to eat right now. I don't need to eat. But I think I'm going to go home. I have a half a bag of salad. I think I'm going to crank that out. And maybe cook 2 burgers on the grill. And
get
then maybe
some
have some peanuts.
You
and then
have
see
some
if I,
protein,
no, I'm
dude. Johnny eats meat.
Never lets us down. You know, one thing about being on earlier now is Brian Chuck's still awake because he doesn't go to bed until fucking 8 o'clock. So. No, oh, he
Brian
goes Chuck. With his asshole.
Brian Chuck with the jokes.
Oh, my God. You are such a tall bag of dicks. Anyway, it was good to have you back. Are you home now?
Yes.
Okay, do we want to get into a co thing? Like, not a co thing because I'm the fucking star, but what I mean is, do you want to sit in on the shows and be like my little sidekick type thing going on? We want to see if we can do this. I thought of a very good idea on the way here.
Hit me.
We have an episode where we switch chairs and you interview me and you can ask me.
Oh, let's do that next week.
Please do that. I'll write questions.
Let's do that next week.
I have too much time on my hands.
You can ask me anything you want.
Okay.
A 1 hour interview.
Can we do it next week? I'll write questions.
I want to see this.
I already have some coming to mind.
All right, I will. Are you going to get back into helping us on the website?
Fine, if we could do the interview next
If you
week.
Promise to start helping me do the things I want to do, not a lot, just a little.
Fine.
All right, promise me you're going to go into this episode today, and you're going to do 1.5 to 2 minute clips of some things we can put on TikTok and trim this video for me. You go through, listen to it, and get the cool moments, the quick moments that we have, and trimming.
Bro, you were telling me how bored you were all day.
Listen, I only want three. I only want three clips.
Hey, can I do it tomorrow?
Not today. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Fine. Just get three at least 1 minute clips of something funny from tonight.
I could do that. I'll do that. I could do that. I'll do that.
It's easy.
If I'm interviewing next week, so don't plan anything.
Oh my God.
Next week.
That's so
next week, Hannah interviews
I'm gonna
John.
I'm going to wear a pantsuit.
Okay.
No, you should dress up like Johnny.
I'll wear one of your Makita shirts.
Hannah interviews Johnny next week. Done. You heard it here, folks.
Fucking God.
Second thing you got to come up with, other than the clips,
so fun.
Come up with a cute little Photoshop picture of something we can promote. Hannah interviews Johnny next week.
I could also think do of that. Something I'm to funny.
Think
I'll
of something
it.
To do. Okay.
I'll do it. I could do both.
But
those
I clear
things.
It. Before it goes up.
Fine.
Sound
I'll
good?
Have Kirk put it up.
It's good to have you back, kid. And all jokes aside, proud of you. Congratulations on graduating.
Proud of you, too.
That
good
is
job.
A great job. Stay away from dudes who use soap for masturbatory issues.
Yeah, weird.
I need the microphone for one more thing. We're going to end the show before I end the show. I told you last week that we're going to start a movement.
Yes, that's right. We're going to get something going.
I'm going to shoot a small little video and post it at some point. Ever hear of Sound on Sound, that new concert thing that happens down on the Sound here in Bridgeport?
That does sound familiar.
All right, so like this year they have, I think it's Atlantis, Dave Matthews, and like John Mayer or something, or Red Hot Chili Peppers or somebody.
Boom
bop bidi boom di bop boop.
Boop-a-doop-a-doop. Go on.
I am starting a movement where they need to add local flair. We together, the listeners and our friends, are going to get the alpaca gnomes added onto that bill. I've already started posting on their stuff, put the alpaca gnomes and tagging them, starting as today, but I'm going to put a video together. We are going to get the alpaca gnomes live on that stage. Don't play for free. I'm already going to say it out loud because they don't mind. Get the alpaca gnomes out onto that stage to open up it's like a 2 or 3 day festival. Give them the side stage because they're side stages. Let's get the alpaca gnomes on to this festival.
So what are you going to do? Like, how's it
going to
work?
We are going to
online petition thing?
No, we're going to spam their Facebook shit that they put up there.
All right.
We're all going to get on there, and we're going to do it. We're going to get the alpaca gnomes on Sound with Sound.
Let's fucking do it.
It starts tonight.
Let's do it!
So if you're listening or you're going to listen later on the podcast, on the Facebooks and the Apples and the Spotifys and the Googles and the Amazonians. Yes. Get out there. Listen, get to the Sound
this.
On Sound. However you can find them, get the alpaca gnomes on that stage.
I love this.
Remember, the three most important words of the American language are, how are you? And you need to reach out to the people who aren't reaching out. We talk about mental health all the time. It's the one thing we do take seriously here. So please, if you haven't heard from somebody in a while, or if you haven't just talked to somebody in a while, send them a text, send them an email, call them up, say, how are you? Check in on them. You can save their day, you can save their week, or you can save their life. You never do know. It's been great to have you back. Kirk,
Thank
it's good
you.
To see you. Thank I you, do buddy. Look good. I'll be the first to say. Bright eyes, I'm coming home. We'll see you all next week.